Richard, what do you know about ravens?
Ravens?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ravens are great birds. They're the biggest of the crows. They're the biggest songbird. You don't think of crows as songbirds, I suppose. But it is the biggest songbird of the world and very successful. It's found all over the world, the raven is. And it's, of course, a famous bird. They're in the Tower of London, remember. And when the ravens leave the Tower of London,
the monarchy will fall.
The realm will fall. Now, interesting things about ravens. When I was birdwatching first, thousands of years ago, ravens were confined to cliffs, sea cliffs and mountainous cliffs and places like that. But since then, they have moved, and you will see them now in all kinds of places, even in cities and towns. The raven is changing its ways. It's adapting. It's an intelligent bird, a highly intelligent bird, and it realizes there's a living to be got out of these people around us. We could exploit their cities and the offal and so on that they produce.
Mm, that's exactly what's happening on the campus of University College Cork, as Terry Flanagan discovered when he paid a visit recently, and he caught up with Dr. Alan McCarthy, who's a UCC graduate.
Yes, Derek, I'm in UCC. I'm on the campus here down in County Cork, and I'm just outside the Brookfield building. And the Brookfield building is where you'd come if you wanted to become a doctor or a nurse. That's not why I'm here today, but I am with a doctor. I'm with Dr. Alan McCarthy, and you probably heard that sound in the background. That's the reason why we're here this evening. That is the sound of a raven. And Alan, you have a scope here, and the scope is pointed up on this very large Monterey pine, and it's on a particular nest. It's the nest of a pair of ravens.
It is indeed, yeah. Yeah, so we're looking up here, and it's just in the very, very top of the Monterey pine. It's probably around 20 to 22 metres high in the tree. It's a very large nest made of sticks, and it's lined with wool. So it's actually quite deep. Like, you can't see them at the moment because it's a deep nest, but there's actually two chicks in there at the moment.
Yeah, I was looking into the scope there. It's really brings it up close to you, and you can see the nest, but you can't see the birds. Why is that?
It doesn't look it from here, but raven nests are actually quite deep. So they build a very deep cup, so the chicks can sit very nicely into the cup. So, like, even when you're at eye level with the nest, you actually can't see the chicks most of the time. So they're just nice and hidden down at the moment.
How unusual is it for ravens to nest in the centre of a city?
So going back many, many years, sort of to the 1970s, the raven was a much rarer species in Ireland. Over the past 50 years, the population has actually increased by over 90% in terms of breeding range. Historically, they would have been associated with kind of more rural areas, remote upland areas. But nowadays, you very often actually find them in built-up urban areas. So in Cork City alone, we actually know of three breeding pairs at the moment.
Why is that then? Why are they coming into the cities?
I suppose there's plenty nesting sites for them, you know, in terms of mature trees like we have here in UCC. But also there's quite a few tall buildings. Like ravens, they've kind of adapted in a similar way to peregrine falcons in terms of, you know, being able to nest on very large buildings in urban areas. And I suppose, like in Cork City, even though it is a city, the countryside isn't too far away. Mm-hmm. So they're still able to nest in the city, but then probably forage out in the countryside.
Now, they're a very big bird. In fact, they're the largest crow. They're huge.
Yeah, well, even more so than being the largest crow, they're actually the largest passerine in the world. Similar in size to buzzard, in some cases even bigger. And we're just looking up here now, and an adult raven has actually just flown into the nest.
Can you tell if that's the male or female?
So you can't actually tell the difference between the male and the female. And I'm just looking up the nest here now as well. You can see movement in the nest. So you can see one of the chicks just on the edge of the nest right now.
Do the two of them feed? Do the two of them bring food into the young?
They would, yeah, they would. So when the chicks are still quite young, the female would still be incubating them, so the male would be doing most of the provisioning of food. Mm. But once the chicks, you know, are a certain age where they can regulate their own body temperature, then the female would also go away and start foraging as well.
Now, you've actually climbed this tree.
Yes, yeah, I
Why?
Did. Because we're actually partaking in a colour ringing project. So the colour ringing project is run by the National Parks and Wildlife Service. So any nest sites that we find down here in Cork, we try to colour ring the chicks. So the aim of the colour ringing is that we're able to determine the survival rates of the birds and also how far away they disperse from the nest sites. So colour ringing is very useful, more so than, you know, just metal ringing them, because colour rings can be read very easily from a distance, whereas just the metal rings, which is, you know, what we'd do more widely, you'd have to rehandle the birds, which, of course, a species such as raven, it's very difficult to capture an adult mm-hmm. raven.
Is it true that they remember faces?
They do indeed, yeah, they do indeed. They're very good at, they're so intelligent that they can remember individuals. Beyond that, they're incredibly good mimics as well. Mm. And the diversity of vocal calls that they have is absolutely incredible. Anything from, you know, the classic kind of croaking sort of raveny call to bubbly, watery noises even. It's amazing.
Are their numbers growing or dropping?
They're growing, thankfully. They're one of the, unfortunately, few species that are actually increasing. Mm-hmm. So, like, between the 1970s and around 2010, the breeding range of ravens in Ireland increased by over 90%. Mm-hmm. So they're doing very well, thankfully.
And the work here in UCC is helping them?
Certainly is, yeah. Yeah, so UCC, their arboretum, they've been doing some very good work preserving the incredible trees that they have on the campuses. So this is just a classic example of how, you know, preserving these trees can actually benefit a whole range of biodiversity.
Well, the best of luck with this pair and with your project.
Thanks very much.